Okay, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's Tuesday night, Or L'Chaf Aleph Iyar, and we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I don't have my Kitzur. And we're learning, we're up to Siman Nun Hey, we're starting, I believe. And we're learning Hilchos Brachos, and we're doing Hilchos Kedima B'Brachos. And there's rules, there's priorities, because a bracha is a bracha, it's special. So you have a bracha, you'll have the specificity of a bracha, makes it more chashuv, it's more specific. It's not Shakolmi and Bidvaro, but it's thank you Hashem for this fruit, right? That's a thing. Making the bracha over something you enjoy eating, that's chashuv, that you like it, so that your feeling of praise to Hashem is more. The Shiva Saminim is a priority, and so on and so forth. There's a whole list. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will not, and you know, you always, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not have the same list as the Mishnah Berurah has, bottom line. This is Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim, etc., etc. So we'll learn the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and we'll speak out what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Probably not tonight, we won't get to that, but that's the idea of this siman. Dinei Kedima B'Brachos. It really, it's, I mean, that in itself teaches us something. The very fact that there isn't in Kedima B'Brachos, like, who cares? Who cares? We're not talking about one bracha being motzi the other. We're talking about you're going to make both brachas. There's a din kedima, and the din kedima is that, like, all the qualities of these determining factors, what comes first is that it's more intense praise. It's more intense praise, and therefore should come first. Or it should be more intense praise. You know, if it's not, unfortunately it's not. But when you enjoy eating, you know, you're eating something that you enjoy usually, you usually enjoy eating, relatively, you don't like that cheap, no? So your feeling of gratitude should be increased. And that's the mice of what we're, that's what the halacha is reflecting, that your feeling of gratitude is increased, and the bracha is more intense, hopefully, presumably, and therefore it comes first. That's a reason for it to come first. What I'm saying is that the reasons for the brachas to come first are not rooted, maybe it is. It's more chash of a bracha, because it's more specific. It's more chash of a bracha, because, I don't know, I like to think of it mitzad, what we call the gavra, right? It expresses more gratitude, because it is more chavid. It expresses more gratitude, because it's more specific. Okay, maybe not that different.
If you made a shahakal, you wouldn't make a buffer?
Yeah, but that's a different... is there ever a case... Well, if you had a mind to be motzi, certainly. But that's a different siman. Here we're talking about kedima, when you're going to be making all the brachas. Mishyeh shofonu mini peres harbi v'rosu lechol mikulam. Su bishvat. You got all these fruit in front of him. Im b'choseim shavos, if he is being motzi, so then yivarech al zeh shehu chaviv lo b'chaviv bo yoseh. Okay. For the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like at this today, now, when you're making the bracha. So this first sif does talk about not so much priority of get online, but which one are we going to use to be motzi the others. So as I, if they're both, so first is chavid, then comes min shiva, he says, as I explain min shiva. So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you have a bunch of fruit and you're going to make one bracha, so the apple that you enjoy eating comes before the pomegranate, according to the Kitzur. We'll see about it. We'll go over to Mishnah Berurah tomorrow night. So first comes Chaviv, then comes Shiva. Yivarech al zeh. Avol b'sheinu al achatzi pri, v'ashorein shleimah, which is another quality. But that's pretty low on the list, might even be the last one. So that we certainly are not going to look at now. The main binami min shiva, right? Equally chaviv, no min shiva. The mechad sholem, bechad sheinu sholem, sholem adif. Okay. The chain. Okay, you have to be following, but don't follow too closely, because we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow night. The chain of main b'chosei and shavos, right, you have eitz on adoma, el ha-shechot b'chos of bor priyo eitz, v'chot b'chos of bor priyo adoma, tzorch l'vor ha-chal shneihem, and let's say they were eaten. So ima echot chavav olav tchila, yivor ha-chal ha-chavav. So now, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's a no-brainer, even though we maybe have been taught that her eitz comes first because it's more specific, but it's not so, and even according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not so. First comes chavav. And that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying here. Yeah, certainly first comes chavav. And you would have in mind, according to the last one, Mishnah Berurah, not to be motzi to her eitz with the hadomo. But in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a very easy din, because he put chavit first out of all the other qualities. So it comes before this quality too. Chavit is always on top. That's all you have to remember according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Yim shneim shavim lo yivarech tchila al zeshu mimin shiva afilu hu chetzi v'mein b'neim mimin shiva sholei modif yim shneim shleimim or shneim chaserim yakvin bor priyo eitz l'bor priyo adama. It's very low on the list, the specificity of the bor priyo eitz. Im kula meim mimin shiva v'shavoloi b'chavivus stubborn, right? And I guess this, they're both sholem or both not sholem. So chlakdim is eshik dibu b'posuk in the posuk of Erech Chita Soira. So tomorrow ma before anovim, that's dvash. Tomorrow is dvash. And dvash is number two because it's two lists. So it's number two on its list. Anovim em shlishi l'eretz kamo. The dafka anovim avugayin kivadu the b'choshev loy v'kovav loy bracha liyachmi because of chala peretz. Wine already changes all the rules. Wine you make, wine comes first. So choshev would drink, and then you see it has its own bracha, so it comes first. Here we're obviously not talking about being motzi, we're talking about just
theoretically
which
so
one.
Should the olive
because
oil
of specificity?
What?
Yeah. Because of the specificity of the
bracha,
or
because of
the
chashivus?
What?
Is it
wine?
It says
wine is chashiv. Wine, it's mesameach. The Gemara says all the qualities of wine. It fills you up. It makes you besimcha.
Even if it's not chaviv.
No, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, chaviv comes first. Chaviv trumps everything. Okay, we'll stop here. Digested it. According to the kids, that's a good question. According to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, what did it just sound like?
What's the question? Chavit versus what?
Chavit versus Geffen.
It's a good question. I don't want to answer you. I'll do a little research. I hope by tomorrow night I'll be able to answer you.